feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Murli, 14th April 2021. Today is part 10. Wait and see. The main foundation for imbibing a patient stage is wait and see. Oh, my lovely children, wait means have patience. And see means to see. First of all, imbibe the virtue of patience in your heart. There you are. And then see the huge drama externally as detached observers, Sakshi. Until the time for you to hear any secret comes close, you have to have the virtue of patience. When the time comes, when you listen to that secret, with the virtue of patience, you will not be disturbed when you hear it. That is why, this is why, oh effort-making ones, wait a little and continue to see the secrets as you move along. With this stage of patience, all your tasks will be accomplished perfectly. This virtue is connected with faith, nishchay. Dhairya is connected with faith. With your intellects having faith, be detached observer. And while seeing every game with your cheerful faces, you will remain patient and unshakable internally. This is the mature stage of knowledge, which you will have in a practical way at the end, at the time of perfection. So you have to try hard to remain stable in this stage of detached observer over a long period of time. Patience is one of the most important virtues in spirituality. Dhairya. Without patience, spirituality is not possible. Baba says, just wait and see. Don't hurry. Don't be in haste to know the secret. The secret will come to you. Rather, it will get revealed unto you. Just have faith. Your impatience denotes that your faith is staggering. Your faith is not full. Your faith is not. And when there is no faith and when there is impatience, you are no more a detached observer. You get involved. And the result is sorrow. The result is frightening when the secret is revealed. You become a patient. You know, speed is one of the greatest diseases of mankind. Speed. Everybody wants speed. Everybody is running. Everybody wants things instantly. You're not happy when the internet is having a very poor speed. And fastest speed. The speed is a disease of humankind. Everybody is rushing. Everybody is in haste. Everybody is in hurry. While religion is a flower. It's like a seed you have sown. Now wait. You can't do anything now. Except watering it. You can't say that the flower should come tomorrow. You can't say that the tree should become gigantic the next day. You have to wait. You can't say that why the dawn is not coming, morning is not coming, why this night is so long, big waiting. You can't pull morning. You have to pass through the night, and probably the hours just before the morning are much darker. So what is the method? Wait. In Hindi there is a word, sabra. Hindi word is dhairya, but even stronger and more powerful word is sabra. Sabra means infinite patience, ananta, infinite, boundless, timeless, endless. So this sabra is not an ordinary word. Patience is a very, very poor translation. Infinite dhairya is called sabra. So, religion is the flowering. It happens in silence. Impatience. You can't achieve anything. Impatience means excitement. Impatient means questions. Impatience means hurry. Impatience means haste. Impatience means mind is not peaceful. Peacelessness. You want now all the answers. And this cannot happen. If a disciple is very, very impatient, he can't know the secret. Eternal patience is needed. And patience also doesn't mean that you become lazy. Even this can be taken. Somebody may become lazy in the name of staying patient. Patience means to remain full of joy. Patience means to be blissful, to be truthful, to remain active and alert within, and yet calm, and yet patient, and yet waiting. Patience means eternal wait. You just wait for things to happen. It doesn't mean that you are lazy. You have watered the plant. You're watering the plant, but you wait for the spring to come. You wait for the rains to come internally. But that has not made you lazy. You are expectant. So there you just wait. Yeah. Fruit. It will come in its own season. You can't just have it right away. But mind doesn't like to wait. Mind wants to run, to rush, to find, to seek, to search, to go here and there, hither and thither. Vagabond mind, the wandering mind. Oh, mind is always wandering here and there, here and there. There was a lady, a religious lady, and she went to a dervish, a Sufi master, who was sitting under a tree. And she asked him, "I want the fruit of that heavenly tree. Where I can get that tree? Tell me fast. I want that fruit." He said, "You'll have to stay here and wait." She said, "No, I can't. I want it right away. Where is that fruit? Where is that tree, that heavenly tree?" He again said, "You will have to wait here. I can't give you now, but I can tell you about it. But you will have to wait." But she had no patience. So she left. And she went to another master, a Hakim. But she was not happy. And then she went to another master, an Arif. But she was not happy with him. Then she went to another master, a Fakir, and she had no patience. And she kept on moving from one master to another master, from one guru to another guru. And 30 years she spent in searching that heavenly tree and that heavenly fruit, which you eat, you become eternal. You become Amar. So she kept searching that tree for 30 years, and at last she came to that same tree where that first guru was sitting, and she realized this is the same tree she was searching, and there is a fruit. And she said to that master, "Why didn't you tell me that this is the same tree and this is the same fruit?" He said, "I told you to wait. And most importantly, the fruit comes in this tree only once in 30 years. I don't think you would have waited for 30 years, hoping that a fruit will come in this tree." So she went on searching and searching and searching. Spirituality is wait. Spirituality is patience. Spirituality is trust, hopeful. Just be patient. You know, the word patient and sick person, patient in the hospital. The word patience means to be patient, to be in patience. Doctor gives you medicine, drugs. Why? Drugs don't act instantly. They take time. They tell you that now you wait. Now you be patient. Now don't keep on asking questions. An impatient person is an anxious person, full of worries, full of stress, full of tension, piling questions over questions. He has forgotten that journey is important, not the destination. Spirituality is a yatra. Spirituality is a journey. You have to enjoy every scene of it. Because every scene is changing. Every scene is different. If you keep on thinking only of the destination, I have to reach here, I have to reach here, how will I reach here? Tell me the ways to reach here. You find people and you keep on asking them, just tell me how to reach here. I have no time to see anything which is happening here. I just want to reach here. So much impatience, so much anxiety, so much fear, as if there is no faith. And even if such a person reaches here, the new anxieties will catch him. Spirituality is all about enjoying the journey. Spirituality is about dhairya. It's about sabra. It's about patience. It's about waiting. It's about relaxing. It's about eternal wait. Internally you work and outside you wait. So it means to become patient, but impatiently patient. What does impatiently means? You are working and yet you are patient. It is not patience, it doesn't mean you become lazy, but you become impatiently patient. And if you want to become impatient, yes, become, but then patiently impatient. Become patiently impatient. It's not that impatience is a very bad thing. Even impatience is needed in life, but and hopeful impatience. It's not that, oh, why tree is not coming, why flowers are not coming, or you are not working. First sow the seed, then water every day. You are saying, no, I don't want to become impatient. I will remain patient and wait for the tree and wait for the flowers to come. It will never come because you are using your laziness as a means to avoid impatience or to imbibe or to show that you are patient. But in fact, it is your laziness. Yes, Baba says, if it is in drama, I will do. In today's blessing, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, the word Purusharthi means what? Purusharthi, for the soul, for the self. So, if you have impatience, let it be patiently impatient. There should be patience in impatience. Yes, but you should have impatience also. What is the impatience? Yes, you should be active, you should be alert, you should be working hard. Yes. Otherwise you will become less enthusiastic. So impatience is needed. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, you have so much sins on your head. So that's why the time from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock is first class. Atmosphere, the milieu, the atmosphere, the vayumandal is first class, is beautiful, is fresh, is refreshing, and you have loads and trucks of sins on your head. So this period is to be utilized for yoga. There is somebody who gives such first class speeches, wonderful speeches, but what is the use? Their yoga is very poor. They are very poor in the subject of yoga. So patience is needed. Every day, bit by bit. Every day, more yoga. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, it is the yatra, it is the pilgrimage of yoga, of remembrance which is needed. And pilgrimage, yatra means, every day you are moving ahead. Step by step, bit by bit. Moving. This is a yatra of remembrance. Yesterday you were here, today you have moved further ahead, then further ahead, then further ahead. Feel as if I am in yatra. Feel as if I am going. This is a journey, a pilgrimage, a odyssey. I have already embarked upon this treacherous, arduous trek. The path is uphill. Difficult. Yeah, that is why you have to remain little impatient also. I am not saying don't become impatient. There should be a beautiful harmony of patience and impatience. But we have always been taught, no, don't become impatient. Don't become impatient. Be patient. Be patient. That's what all religious books teach. But some amount of impatience is also needed. But that impatience should be hopeful impatience. Trustful impatience. That impatience should be internally you are working. Look at those ducks in the Nakki Lake. They look very calm from outside. But inside they are working their legs. They are working very hard. So that sort of impatience. It is not the impatience that leads to anxiety, to worry, to stress, to tension, piling questions over questions, questions over questions, questions over questions. You have not reached the destination, you are on the way. But questions and questions and questions and questions. You are not interested in questions, answers also. You are just interested in questions. Because it is the internal sanskar of impatience which is coming out. Religion means patient, waiting. But inside, you are trustful, you are hopeful, you are blissful, you are joyful. You are hoping. You have sown the seed. Now you hope for the spring to come, for rains to come, and then tree to grow. Tree will not obey your order. Tree is not at your beck and call. It will take its own time to flower. Fruit will not come as per your desired time. It will come in its own time. The night will not, the morning will not come. You have to pass through the night. The night is dark. Lengthy. Wait. And wait. And wait. So, what Baba is saying? If you have to know the secret, what is needed? Wait and see. You will know everything. But don't have the desire that let me die early. You should have a desire to live a long life. If Dadi Janki lived for 104 years, you should have the desire to live 108 years. A long life, but a healthy life. And become younger every day. So, three things I don't want. Illness, old age, and death. Keep the same. I don't want to become old. If this desire is strong enough within you, you will not become old. But if you have a desire, no such desire, then you will gradually become old and older and older. The process of aging can be reversed with your thoughts. Keep on creating such thoughts, I am becoming younger. Otherwise, you attain immaturely old age, immature, untimely old age. Do this. No, I can't do this. I am an old. I am 50 year old. I can't do this. I am so old now. Do this. I am 60 year old. I can't do this. You become prematurely old. Psychologically, one has become 90 year old, though one is just 60 year old. So, first thing is, I don't want to become old. No, I will never become old. I am young, I am becoming younger and younger and younger. One. Second, sickness, illness, disease. No disease can ever touch me. No bacteria, no virus, no fungi, no germs can ever enter my body. My body is vibrant. It's filled with power because there is a purity of intestine. There is only one reason that leads to diseases. Impurity of intestine. If your intestine is unclean, by putting all the toxic food, you will become diseased. Today you have saved, but tomorrow you will definitely get it. But the one who has got purity of intestine, by practice of fasting, by practice of taking pure diet, by practicing of alimentary cleansing with daily enemas, where the purity of intestine is achieved, no disease can ever attack you. Health means only three things. First, intermittent fastings. Second, uncooked and raw food and high vibrational food. And third, alimentary cleansing, that is daily enemas. Unless and until these three things are there, you will become sick. There is 100% chance. But when this purity of intestine is there, there is no chance that you will become ever sick. Sickness, death, decay, degeneration, old age, tiredness, excessive sleep. These are the enemy of yogi. Yogi remains tireless. Yogi remains filled of energy. Yogi means no tiredness. Yogi means 4 hours sleep is enough for yogi. Not more than that. Even 4 hours is more. He feels 4 hours means natural 4 hours sleep is there. Not more than that. So, conquer sleep, conquer tiredness, conquer hunger, conquer death, conquer illness, conquer old age, fear. All these things are automatically comes to a yogi. Yogi means such a powerful stage. Patience, wait and see. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The main foundation for imbibing a patient stage is wait and see. O my lovely children, wait means have patience and see means to see. First of all, imbibe the virtue of patience in your hearts and then see the huge drama externally as detached observers. Until the time for you to hear any secret comes close you, you have to have the virtue of patience. When the time comes, when you listen to the secret with the virtue of patience, you will not be disturbed when you hear it. This is why, O effort making ones, wait a little and continue to see the secrets as you move along. With this stage of patience, all your tasks will be accomplished perfectly. This virtue is connected with faith. With your intellects having faith, be detached observers. And while seeing every game with your cheerful faces, you will remain patient and unshakable internally. This is the mature stage of knowledge, which you will have in a practical way at the end, at the time of perfection. So, you have to try hard to remain stable in this stage of a detached observer over a long period of time. Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. Om Shanti.